Nolte, Hollywood mogul Tyler Perry blames insurance companies instead of California Democrats for cancellations. By John Nolte on January 13, 2025. Hollywood mogul Tyler Perry is blaming greedy insurance companies instead of California Democrats for people losing their homes and not having fire insurance. Watching a daughter use a garden hose to try and protect her 90-year-old parents' home because their insurance was canceled was just gut-wrenching to me, Perry wrote on Instagram. Does anyone else find it appalling that insurance companies can take billions of dollars out of communities for years and then, all of a sudden, be allowed to cancel millions of policies for the very people they became rich on? People who have paid premiums all of their lives are left with nothing because of pure greed, he continued. As I am in the process of trying to figure out what steps to take to do all I can to help as many as I can, I am keeping everyone in my prayers. If Tyler Perry really wanted to help people, he would talk about the root causes of this problem instead of protecting the Democrat Party, more specifically the California Democrat Party, and how they ran insurers out of the state. It helps no one to protect the anti-human sociopathic Democrats who have seized total control and imposed one-party rule on a state that was once a beacon of freedom. Second chances, an opportunity for the middle class to enjoy an affordable standard of living. Someone should inform Perry that it is the government with a constitutional requirement to protect the lives and property of its citizens, not State Farm or Allstate. Protecting people and property is supposed to be the government's number one job. The number one job of insurance companies is to make a profit. These insurance companies didn't flee out of greed. They fled for survival. Insurance companies saw the dereliction of duty committed by California Democrats and got the hell out. Everyone knows California is susceptible to wildfires. And insurance companies knew Democrats weren't doing anything about it. There were no controlled burns. There was no brush clearing. The reservoirs weren't filled. The fire department budget had been cut. Additionally, in the event of a wildfire, the insurance companies understood that due to government malfeasance, replacing these homes would be artificially and insanely expensive. California Democrats refuse to build enough housing even as they import millions of illegal aliens. This explodes the cost of housing. Additionally, all the unnecessary government red tape required to build or rebuild explodes the cost of housing. Then there's the fact that the government refused to let the insurance companies raise their rates to a level that met the obvious risk. One thing to keep in mind is this. Insurance companies do not pay these claims. Not really. Everyone who has insurance pays these claims. That's what insurance is, a big pool we all contribute to. Those of us who never make a claim pay for those who do. The more claims, the higher all of our rates go. The cost to rebuild all those homes will be paid by everyone in America who has homeowners insurance. If Tyler Perry really cares about people losing their homeowners insurance, he should point the finger where it belongs, at Democrats, and then demand five things. 1. Deport illegals. 2. Build more single-family homes. 3. Kill onerous and unnecessary building regulations. 4. Clear brush. 5. Bury power lines. And 6. Build those water reservoirs voters demanded by a referendum a decade ago. It's the government's job to create a safe enough environment to attract business, including the insurance business. Fire prevention is a basic service in a sane state. Fire prevention is also not difficult, even if you're overseeing it from Ghana. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.